Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Thank you for joining me for the Trumpet of Truth podcast. My name is Brother Greg Bray. I'm the pastor of Lighthouse Baptist Church in Bruce, Mississippi. Hey, neighbor. I'm glad to have you with me on the podcast today. Welcome to the Trumpet of Truth podcast. I want y'all to know that I've got some wonderful friends. These men that have presented their thoughts, their hearts on God's creation versus man's evolution. Boy, it has been amazing. Thank you so much to these fellows. They're wonderful friends. I created a group on an app called Marco Polo. Some of you may be interested. You may be familiar with Marco Polo, but it's a video chatting app, and some of us use it just to keep in touch because we live in different states. We live miles and miles and miles apart, and I'm thankful to be able to keep up with my friends. But I created a group that is Trumpet of Truth Interviews. And I've got several guys on there, seven or eight different ones that are on this group or in this group. And I ask them occasionally to give me some thoughts on maybe certain subjects. And then that's what we present on the podcast. These guys have come through with some of the greatest thoughts, and I know that you think so also. Today we're going to end our discussion on man's evolution versus God's creation with a message, a sermon from Brother Nathaniel Lancaster. And I appreciate Brother Nathaniel, he's got preach in him. Thank God for the preacher. Whenever I challenged him with giving some thoughts two or three weeks ago, he come back with not just 2 or 3 minutes or 5 minutes, but about 18 minutes of a message on man's evolution versus God's creation. It is a wonderful message. So I want you to listen to him today as he gives us this message.
Well, we're thinking on man's evolution, God's creation. The argument of evolution versus creation has not always been around as most in our day think that it has been. Charles Darwin was the man who is credited for coming up with the idea of evolution, and he did so with that idea in his book entitled On the Origin of Species that was published in 1859. The idea of evolution that Darwin wrote about was not accepted until years later. Actually, almost 100 years later, it was not till the year 1950 that Darwin's ideology and philosophy of evolution was not fully accepted by scientists to even be true or to be so. And it wasn't many years after that it was taught as a belief in public schools. For many, though, that are my age, we do not remember, nor do we know of a time when evolution was not prominently taught or believed in our time. That is, 1950 was before our time. We do not know of a time when evolution was not around. But evolution and its ideas are nothing more than rebellion against God. Genesis 1:1 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." To believe evolution is to rebel against God and the God of heaven, the true and the living God. Man rebels because it is his nature. And to believe evolution is to rebel against a sovereign, holy, righteous God. Evolution was the devil's strike at discrediting God for his creation. And we know that the devil has a knockoff. He has an imitation for every truth, every fact, every entity that God has ever established. The devil has something to imitate that, that it might satisfy temporally, that it might satisfy to a different degree, that it might fill a void that you're looking for to fill. He has a knockoff for everything that God has done, everything that God has ever made. The devil has tried to imitate that. But evolution in its teaching, it is very anti-Christ in every way possible. It is against the teachings of the Scripture. Therefore, anyone who believes it or thinks to it to be true is an enmity with God and are the very enemy of God the Father. But when man believes that, as I've said, he is rebelling against God, and that is because it is his nature. The Bible says that man is a few days and full of trouble, that Christ came into the world and that he shone his light in darkness. But this is the condemnation, that men love darkness rather than the light. Though the light has come and shown the world that there is a true God, that the creation is real, that there is a God that lives in heaven, the darkness is stronger and it has a greater pull in the heart of man than does the light. And to put faith in evolution, it is to rebel against Christ and his ways, as I've said. It is to rebel against the teachings of the Scripture. And we think about evolution. We think about creation. For those that believe as a Christian, it is not hard for me to believe that creation is true. And that is because I believe the Bible. I believe the Bible to be the holy, perfect, inspired, inerrant Word of God. It is God's Word, and I believe it to be so. Every word is inspired, and if God said it, I believe it. And it's very easy for me as a Christian to believe that God created everything. But to the lost world, evolution is not hard to believe, just as creation is not hard for us to believe. For as it is taught and accepted by the world to be truth. And many people believe evolution is true just because they're following what everybody else believes. It is the accepted truth, the accepted idea, and therefore they go along with its teachings to be the truth. But to us that believe, evolution is a silly thing. We say, how could someone that looks at creation, that looks at the sunrise, that looks at a sunset every day, how can someone that, even a scientist, if you will, can begin to examine creation, can look at how a tree produces and reproduces, how that flowers bloom, and how that we have our seasons, how there are the tides that are affected by the moon, how everything ties in together and works is a seamless in what it does. How can someone look at those things and still believe that things happen from a bang, that we crawled up as a human, that we crawled up as an organism on the land and just began to evolve and began to change into what we are today over millions and millions and millions of years? How can someone look at things and really believe that that is true? We say that's foolishness. To us, it's foolishness. We've been taught. We believe the Scriptures to be the truth and to be the Word of God. And we have put our faith in Christ. And therefore, to look at evolution and its teaching, it's silly. It's foolishness to us, if you will. But on the other hand, for the lost man, the preaching of the cross, to put our faith in a man that created everything, that died for us, is foolishness. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the preaching of the cross to them is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. There is nothing anyone can say. There's nothing that anyone can do. There's nothing that could happen that would change my mind or shake my faith in Christ. If I was persecuted openly, if I was threatened with my life, no matter what happened, I would still choose to believe that Christ is God, and that His word is true, and that He has saved me and bought me and redeemed me. I believe with everything that is in my being, that is within me, that God is the Holy Son of God, that He is the one true and living God. And I believe that by believing in God, I believe that God in six literal days spoke everything into existence that is so, that exists today, that God spoke it into existence, and He spoke it, and it was so. That is where my faith is today. That is what I choose to believe, because the grace of God has been revealed to me, and it has reached down into my heart and saved me and changed me. And I am satisfied today knowing that I can trust Jesus, and I can trust what He says. And if He said in Genesis 1:1, the very beginning of our Bible, that in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, then I believe that God created the heavens and the earth just like He said He did. Everything we enjoy today, though, everything that we need to live, everything that we have that sustains us, it was made by God and given by God to us. And it was made by God and for His pleasure. The Bible says over in John chapter number 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. This is John chapter 1 and verse number 3. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. God made everything. And the Bible tells us that. And because I am saved, I believe that He did. But even man was made by God. We did not just evolve from an organism. If a man can look at the human body and how intricate and complex that it is, and how perfectly that it works, that we can live and breathe, that we can take in to sustain, and that we can expel the poisons that we do not need. It is an amazing thing that God has created the body like it is. Bible said in John chapter 1 and verse 4, in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. When God created everything in those 6 days, He spoke it into existence. He said, let there be light, and there was light. Let the firmament be, let the water and the heavens be separated, and it was so. Let the fish and the birds of the air, He spoke it all into existence, and it was done. But when it came to making man, God didn't speak us into existence. The Bible tells us that He formed us from the dust of the earth, that He formed us into His image, and He breathed into us the breath of life. We were made by God, just as creation was made by God for God. The human, the man, the woman, the boy, the girl, the children, the adults, they were made by God, for God, and we were made for the purpose to walk with God. That's what we were made for. That is why we were put here. It was for the pleasure of God, for His communion. Psalm 19 said, the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament declareth His handiwork. Everything that God made, He said, when He made it, He looked at it, and He said that it was good. It pleased Him to look at His masterpiece. When He stepped back and looked at creation, it pleased Him. But He wanted more than just creation. He wanted more than just a eye experience, something to please Him when He looked at it. He wanted communion. He wanted a being that was like Him, that could walk with Him and talk with Him and could keep Him company. That's why He created man. That's why He made us and formed us. He formed us, but He formed us into His image. We were made after the image of God. Adam was in the garden, made by the image of Christ. That's who we are made in the likeness of. The heavens, the Bible said, declare the glory of God. And they always will declare the glory of God. They never disappoint. Anytime you look at creation, it's always screaming and declaring and preaching, if you will, the glory and the greatness and the masterfulness of our God. That's what they're there for. The Bible said that if we as the children of God will not cry out, that he'll cause the stones to cry. That is his creation. That is what it is there for. It is to show to others. It is to preach to the world. It is to show of the great glory of God. But when he made us that we might give him glory, that we might declare the glory of God. And it is our duty, and it should be our goal, just as a child of God, to give the glory unto the Lord, no matter where we're at, no matter what we're doing. Our lives should shine before the world and declare the glory of the Lord. For the Bible said in Acts that we, in him, we live and move, and we have our being. And for that, we should be thankful and we should praise the Lord. Now, I want to go back to John chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. He said, for in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. When Christ came into the world that he had created, he entered into a womb of a young lady by the name of Mary, whom he had created himself. And he entered into her womb that he might be wrapped in flesh, born as a man into his sin, that he might come into a sin-cursed world as the light of salvation. But when he came as a light, the darkness, the Bible said in John 1 and verse 4, comprehended it not. They saw his light, they knew who he was, but they could not get out of the darkness because of their unbelief. As I've said, this is the condemnation, that men love darkness rather than light. Christ did not come into the world to condemn the world. He didn't come show us that we were condemned to hell. He came to show us that he came to redeem us from our damnation. So if you're listening to me today on this podcast, I'm not trying to argue whether evolution or creation is right or wrong. I believe that God created this world in 6 literal days by the spoken word, and that he formed me by his hand, by the dust of the ground, and he breathed into us the breath of life. But I do want to say, and I do want to declare today, that you will never believe the truth of creation. We can argue and we can fight and we can pull up scripture, this scripture and that scripture, and this is what the Bible says, and this may be what Darwin says, and this is what the Bible says, but this is what scientists say. We can argue the fact on and back and forth and together for a decades and years to come, as it has been for years since before I can remember, even to this point. But you will never believe the truth of creation until you are born again and the light of salvation illuminates your heart and fills your soul and opens your mind and your eyes and your ears to the hearing of the word and the truth of God. So if you know someone that believes evolution, don't judge them for believing in evolution. Don't write them off. Don't say they're too far gone. They believe a lie. Yes, they may believe a lie, but the light has come into the world. They've just not comprehended. They've not seen the truth. But don't knock them. Don't act like they are the worst in the world for believing a lie. For a lie of evolution, for you and I would have most likely believed the same lie had God not saved us. And for it is a lie of the devil, and the devil, the Bible says, is the father of all lies. He is good at what he does, and he makes things sound good. And he knows how to make things very believable. And for a man that is blinded, that has never seen of his need of salvation and of a Savior, he is very susceptible to believe the lies of the devil and of men that the devil influenced, just as he did Charles Darwin when he wrote that book in 1850. Instead, friend, we should not judge them, but we should befriend them. We should love them. We should pray for them, that God would show them the truth, that God will save them. And it just may be that he might use creation to do just that in showing them their need of a Savior. Man's evolution, it is just that. It is man's evolution. And man in himself is nothing but depraved, nothing but anti-God and anti-Christ. He hates the things of God, but man in Christ can believe that God, as he said in Genesis 1:1, created the heavens and the earth.
Thank you so much, Brother Nathaniel, for that message. Man, what a wonderful message on man's evolution versus God's creation. Thank you again to all of my friends for giving their thoughts and their heart and the truths of God's word about this subject. There's going to be more subjects to come. We're going to talk about doctrines that we believe. We're going to talk about many different things. I don't know. We may have some live interviews and things such as that in the days to come. I'm looking so forward to that. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, then you ought to do that. He is the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I was thinking earlier about my belief and what I believe. I was thinking about the resurrection, and tomorrow is Easter 2022. Thank God for Easter. We celebrate the resurrection. That's the reason we meet on Sundays, is because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So tomorrow is Resurrection Day. Next Sunday is Resurrection Day, but we celebrated on this Easter Sunday, and thank God for that. And I was thinking about why I believe that. I believe that because the Bible says so. It tells me so. As that little song that we used to sing says, the Bible tells me so. And I'm so thankful for what I believe. And it's because that Jesus lives in my heart, the Spirit of God there bearing witness to what the Scripture says. And that's the way to believe in creation, is that you have God living inside of you through His Son and the Spirit of God bearing witness with the Scripture. If you don't believe, you can contact me, trumpetoftruth85@gmail.com, and I'll get back with you. We'll go back and forth there. We'll talk. If we have to meet, we'll do that. But I want to see you come to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. Please listen. Please comment. Please subscribe on the YouTube channel. And we'll see you later.